Time now for tonight's post-game coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd is a 1992 Davidson College graduate who can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. You can call Ashton at 704-696-2424. Coach Bob McKillop in his 29th season as the head coach of these Wildcats joins us at courtside. And Coach, a good win for Davidson, 23-point. Your observations, please.
First of all, give credit to VMI. They run a system that is very difficult to play against, the matchup zone and switching between that and the man-to-man, which we had not seen all year long. So it was an experience that was good for us to experience that. And the second thing, they run the Princeton offense, and they spread you out, and the clock gets wound down pretty well, and they use the dribble pretty well. So for us to win this game, we had to grind it out. And I thought our guys really did a great job of sticking with what they did and grind it out. And I was just so impressed with John Axel's performance in the second half.
Coach, he attacked the basket, and you can see by looking at his free throw line, 10 of 12, that he was on the attack all night.
Well, when he does that, he makes us so much better. And, you know, Kellen Grady struggled from the three tonight, and there's no doubt in my mind that Stefan's presence here was something that got Kellen a little bit excited because, you know how fond he is about Steph. And when Kellen saw Steph sitting there, I think it really rattled him a little bit.
Coach, I thought you got a big lift in the first half from Will McGarrett.
We sure did. Will made those two big threes, plus he made the basket with in the paint. He gave us some pretty good rim protection. We're thrilled with him getting back to shape, getting back to stamina, getting back to conditioning, and we're going to see a lot more minutes from him tonight. After tonight, he got 17 tonight. We're shooting to get him 22 to 24 minutes a game.
Coach, I know that you stressed rebounding in practices since North Carolina. How do you feel about the team's rebounding tonight?
Well, I was pleased with every aspect of our rebounding, except that we gave up two offensive rebounds in the first half, and they made threes on both of them. But what really impressed me was 7 rebounds for Keyshawn Pritchett, 6 rebounds for Kellen Grady. That we have not seen all year long. And those guys really made a conscientious effort in practice yesterday and conscientious effort in practice on Sunday. And they said they were going to rebound. They pledged to me they were going to rebound, and they lived up to that tonight.
Coaches, this is not a news flash that people pay an awful lot of attention to Peyton Aldridge. How do you feel that the other people around Peyton are picking up for Peyton when he gets double-teamed?
Well, I thought that John, again, got slashing opportunities. Will McGarrity got his points. And look at the layups that we did have in the first half.
Yeah.
I think that Dushan missed 2. I think Peyton missed 1. I think Oscar had 1 blocked and missed another. Those are 5 layups in the first half. So we're getting opportunities in the paint. And clearly the attention that Peyton is getting is giving us other opportunities on the arc as well as in the paint.
And I think it's also interesting the way he passes out of those double teams, 7 assists tonight and only 1 turnover.
Well, look at his stat line again. He's got 20 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. He just does everything for us, and we're so lucky to have him.
Coach, defensively against that Princeton offense, they like to run back doors. They like to cut. They like to shoot the 3. They do things that are very unorthodox in many ways. How do you feel your team played defense for the entire clock?
Well, the first stat that jumps out to me is the personal fouls. We had 9 fouls in the game, and we committed 2 of them at the end of the half intentionally. So we had 7 fouls in the game, which meant that we played without using our hands. And that, again, was a major point of emphasis the last 48 hours. Show me your hands. I made the players pledge that. I made them repeat it. I made them repeat it at dinner today. I actually put latex gloves on them in practice so that they show their hands. So it's something that we got to get better, and it was clearly that it was better tonight.
Coach, how do you feel about the depth that you're building on this team?
Carter came in and Carter struggled, not because of effort, but he just made 2 quick passes and got those turnovers, and he took a quick 3 when he came into the game on his first touch. We got to get Carter playing because I think Carter could really be a valuable player for us. We add that to the mix, and that gives us another guard.
Well, it's good to win tonight, Coach. because of a little bit of a layoff between now and University of Virginia on December 16th. So a good win for the Wildcats, a good taste in your mouth after this one.
Well, I think that's 3-0 for Steph Curry. He's been to games the last 3 years. We've won all three of them. And what's interesting is the margin of victory. It's all been plus 20 points. So we got to get this guy back. You know, when he was in uniform here, we won by 20 points. And when he's out of uniform, we're still winning by 20 points. So he's a pretty good magical potion for us. And we're very honored that he did come back with his mom and dad. And to take the time out of his busy schedule to come back to Davidson is quite a statement about his fond feelings about his experience here at Davidson. And we're very lucky to have had him in our program, on our team, and in our college, and he will always be a Davidson Wildcat.
He certainly will. Congratulations, Coach, on a good win.
Thank you, John.